believe.
Well, I'm here today to say that there is no God. And I have proof.
And you got my approval too.
Okay, the proof is,
Jesus.
If God is everywhere, then he's in hell as well as heaven.
And if
God knows everything, he knows the future. So we don't really have free choice, and sinners aren't really sinners, it's his fault. Whatever. Okay, and the final nail in the coffin of deity, I suppose, if I can remember which one it is omniscience. Oh, that's all. No, omnipotence is all powerful, which means that there is no competition between good and evil if good is all powerful. Okay, I guess you probably see a similarity between the US, which says it's all good and all powerful and believes both and is neither. But what I really like to say, apart from now that God has been put to bed, I'd like to say that we don't live in a democracy.
Not at all. We live in a capitalist society.
Well, we do. But especially when money buys votes. In the US, somebody asks why people don't vote. It's parties who have the most money to buy television coverage and to put up posters and to bamboozle people with style rather than substance. This is what democracy is. It's not about discourse like this. It's not about talking about things. It's about just putting on a good show. As the guy PJ Mahara, who ran the last Fianna Fáil election campaign, said, he said something like, it's showtime, when he heard it was election. That's what it is to them. It's a big spectacle to bamboozle the people. It's about money. That's why people don't vote.
Yeah. If God exists, and if he's all powerful, if he does exist, so then there did he predetermine that you would stand up here today and say that he doesn't exist?
Well, predetermination is a completely different question than God. You could say that any set of events started off a complete destined other set of events, and it's a consequence of the original Big Bang or whatever.
Well,
it's
not the Big Bang.
Well, who knows?
You know, I mean,
what's the square root? What's the square root of minus 100? You know what I mean?
What created it's God? If that's what you're getting at.
There's a lot going on before the Big Bang.
There may have been. You know, I wasn't there myself personally, and I can't really speak on it first-hand account. But I'm just saying that God is a reflection of your own conscience, and that's why there's so many. There's 8 billion gods in this world, all depending on the person and their own conscience. And as somebody once said, it's an inversion of reality. It turns things on its head. Okay, so man made God in the likeness of man rather than God making man in the likeness of God. Okay, and the other part of this as well is that there's another guy who talks about green meadow gregariousness. And I'm loath to say this person's name because his name was Nietzsche, but he said that God was dead. But green meadow gregariousness is the idea that the Romans had this idea that to be noble was a good virtue. And that was somebody who was strong and could stand up for the rights and the beliefs or anything like that. But in Judea, they were being shat on for so long, for hundreds of years, they inverted these morals. And all of a sudden, the big crow that was coming down into the, this is where the green meadow gregariousness comes out. The sheep were happily playing away, the lambs were nicely playing in the field. The big crow comes down, the crow is called the aggressor.
Jesus committed suicide.
What?
Jesus committed suicide.
I don't know, my reading of, I've stopped reading that mythology
Jesus
called the Bible a long time ago. The only reason I would read it is to combat some of the rhetoric that goes on about it. But the Bible was written 100 years, the last book, which was the book of John, was written 100 years after the death, or the supposed crucifixion. And it's about time we learn to think for ourselves, rather than being told what to think by any religion.
Say no to talk control.
Say no to talk control. You're dead right.
Some books were written 20 years after.
Okay, yeah, the book of Matthew was. But then again, these are only books taken from the Apocrypha, which was decided, the Vulgate was decided in the year 326 AD under the rule of the Roman Emperor Constantine. Again, it's a big mythology. There's no point in this stuff anymore.
Written.
What?
They were still written, you agree?
Oh, it was written by somebody, but should I write things as well, you know?
Yeah, this is true.
You know what makes their Celtic mythology is as valid as their mythology, which is, it's a nice story, you know?
So the question of evil then, if God exists, Is he willing to prevent evil but not able, therefore is impotent? Is he able but not willing? No, sorry. Is he willing but not able, therefore is impotent? Is he able but not willing, therefore is malevolent? Is he both able and willing? Then what does evil come from? Where does evil come from?
But God being everywhere, God is in the heart of the Rwandan massacre in 1994. He either is ubiquitous or is not ubiquitous. He cannot be half. He can't be half ubiquitous.
What about free choice? What about free choice?
Well, there is no free choice. We discussed that earlier on. No. If God knows everything, he's omniscient, then he knows the future. There is no free choice. He either is omniscient or is not omniscient. If he is omniscient, there is no free choice. If he knows everything, there is no free choice. He either knows everything or doesn't.
Man has free choice.
Not in a capitalist system, he doesn't. Many dictate the choices and opportunities people have in life.
It's men that run the capitalist system.
Anyway, why aren't you wearing a dress?
Have choice.
why aren't you wearing a dress? Is that free choice?
I chose not to.
He wears dresses. Leave him alone.
Sometimes I choose to wear them.
All right, but in public.
Choice.
Check the underwear on the back.
Yeah. Public. If we all had complete free choice, we wouldn't be able to speak the English language. We're so infused by the culture that we grew up in that we even have accents, which are far more complicated, and they're very difficult to acquire. Free choice is a myth, but it's a nice illusion, and it's a necessary illusion.
But it's to get up there and speak.
I did within the limits, within the confines of that moment, but I don't know what led me to do that. That's a moment. There is a long history and there is a long future, and I'm somewhere in the middle, you know. But that's about what I have to say. Something might come back to me later on about the question of religion. I think its sell-by date is gone. I think we should turn to ourselves and look to ourselves. Anyone else have something to say?